Trigger warning. So today I talk about, I didn't plan on talking about it, but I end up talking about a sexual assault that happened to me as a young girl. So if you are triggered by this, I recommend giving today's episode a bit of a miss or just being prepared for it. All right, let's go. Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. I'm in my studio this morning because I just have been in a really anxious, overthinking, on the hamster wheel of my mind few days. So at the weekend, I had our mastermind retreat and it was so amazing. Working with those women at that level, at that deep, you know, busting through shit level, I just absolutely fucking adore it. And speaking of which, I am actually really excited because I'm hosting another retreat, which will be happening on March 21st to 24th, 2019. It's going to be happening in my hometown of Lennox Head. So you will be able to come along with me, check out my local hangs, walk on the beach where I usually record this show, and really dive deep into you, into unpeeling those layers of crap that you've been wearing that are not yours. It's called the Get Your Freak On Retreat. And if you're interested, I think there's like maybe 4 spots left. So get in touch. So I just wanted to say that because that's the way that I really love to work with people. Deep stuff that's also fun. But really, you know, really connected. I like to connect in the flesh. I love to hug that shit out, you know? So a theme that came up while we were at the retreat was around, you know, we had a lot of conversations around, the Me Too movement. And I have been hugely triggered by the stuff that's been happening in the world, the Dr. Ford stuff and me too before that, because I have experienced a lot of different really shit things in my life. And over the weekend, it just highlighted to me how I've, in those situations that I've found myself in, I won't go into any details on this particular episode because I also don't want to trigger your own stories of, your own trauma. But there were times where I didn't speak up for myself. You know, there's a reason I have the message I have about showing up and speaking up, right? It's because I haven't myself. And it's a practice for me. Speaking up is a practice for me. It's not something that just necessarily comes so easy. I am always so afraid of hurting people's feelings. And so I wanted to talk about this topic today, this idea of speaking your truth, even when it makes other people uncomfortable. So in the situations that I've found myself in where I haven't spoken up and then I've blamed myself for not saying something and I've lived with the shame and the guilt around that for 20 years, 25 years. But it doesn't just happen with men and sex. it happens. That sounded really weird. But, you know, it doesn't just happen in those times where I've felt violated sexually, right? It's also, it also happens in day-to-day interactions. It happens in friendships. It happens in relationships. It happens when we're at the fucking supermarket, energetically violating you in some way, in a way that doesn't feel right for you, right? Like, we just get the vibe and it's like, oh, that didn't feel good. Like an energetic dagger's been thrown at me. And for me, I usually come back to, why is this triggering something in me? What is in this for me to learn? And so what ends up happening is I almost justify the other person's behavior, because I don't want to approach that person and make them feel uncomfortable about something that they've said. Yet sometimes we need to. Sometimes I need to. Showing up and speaking up is not like, it's not like, it one thing, all things. You know, I've spoken about that in the past, the how we do one thing is how we do all things. My level of avoidance for things that could get uncomfortable is across the board. It happens sometimes. And I'm getting better at this. I actually have to acknowledge that now I speak my truth way, way, way more than I ever did. If I get a vibe on something, then I'll approach it. And sometimes I will confront people and sometimes I will call out their bullshit, you know, but there are other times where I will allow things to be said and just be like water off a duck's back. Only sometimes it's not, you know, like I feel like sometimes people see me and they assume that nothing really phases me, that you couldn't hurt me with your words because I'm so tough and, you know, and it's like, it's bullshit. I'm super sensitive. I just do use that idea of like, why is this triggering something in me? I don't allow myself just to go down to this rabbit warren, you know, this shit spiral of self-doubt. But at times things are said that do trigger something in me that isn't something that I can own. It's something that I need to speak about. It's something that I need to confront, because we can all have our wounds. And I've got so many wounds. We've all got wounds, right? Whether it was like someone grabbing your vagina, or whether it was someone at school who, you know, you were always competing for their friendship, or you were outcast from your social group. All these things, we have all of these wounds that live within us. And sometimes something is said that can trigger that, like Dr. Ford. The Dr. Ford stuff triggers my wounds. And the people around us, if we value deep connection, if we value their friendship enough, we also need to be honest with them. They need to know where those wounds are so that they don't unintentionally prod around in that pain. We need to be able to say, I don't like how you just said that. I don't like that. It doesn't mean that we're passing all the blame onto them. There's still definitely things we can own about that. But there is an element of, it's also okay for us to say, hey, that's not okay. And that's what I've really struggled with, right? Is that so often something's said and I'm just taken aback. And in that moment, I don't know how to react. I don't know how to respond. So instead, and I take time to process things, right? So something is said, it triggers something in me. I don't really know how to react from that because I don't really know what just unfolded. And so I need time to process. And then I need to give that process a voice. That's my process. And I need to say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Hey, this happened and I wasn't okay with that. Because if we don't stand in our boundaries, if we're not strong in our boundaries, if we aren't willing to speak up for ourselves, it's rare that someone else will. And we get to say, this is okay. This is not okay. We get to reclaim that power. It's not very powerful for me just to dismiss things that have hurt my feelings because I don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. It's not, you know, I say all the time, I want emotionally brave people in my life. But if I'm not willing to be emotionally brave myself, for myself, if I'm not willing to stand up for myself, if I'm not willing to be that emotionally brave person, then how can I expect the world to bring me people who are emotionally brave? And sometimes it feels like, oh, why does it always have to come down to me? You know, like why does it always have to be me who's making the change? Why? Because all change starts from within us. All change starts from within us. When we make that change, when we start to stand up for ourselves, when we start to speak our truth, even like, and this isn't speak our truth in a way that blames the other person. This isn't like removing all ownership from you. Those wounds are there. They're your wounds. So there is this element of needing to own that, but you can also quite safely express that somebody just, it's like, if you've got a broken toe and someone steps on your toe, you don't go and do nothing. You go, ah, fuck, that really hurt. I've broken my toe. Can you like make sure that your foot doesn't touch my broken toe? You know, yet we have all these wounds and someone comes up and pokes us in one of those wounds and we go, oh, you know, like it's okay for us to say, hey, look, I've got a real cut there. That's actually really a tender spot for me. I would really prefer if you didn't touch that area. So just speaking my truth today. and I was brave and confronted some people that I love because it's important to me. Their friendship is important to me. And I need to feel safe in that friendship. I need to feel like my needs are being met. And otherwise I end up getting resentful. I end up getting resentful because I'm making sure that they're okay, but I'm not looking after my own needs. So there's this balance, right? We don't want to necessarily only be looking at after us because there are other people in our life and they want to feel seen and heard. It's so important that we are seen and heard by ourselves. And that's the work that I'm doing right now. And you know what? It's uncomfortable as fuck and it's so painful and it's so confronting for me to be saying, this is not okay. This is not okay because I've had a lifetime of just being, not being made to feel, but not speaking up when things weren't okay. And I live with the consequences of that every day. So it's now important that I give that version of me, you know, the 14-year-old girl in a school uniform who random dude comes up and actually grabs her by the vagina and did nothing. I did nothing. I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to make it okay for that person to violate me, whether that is sexually, because there's plenty more stories where that came from, or verbally or energetically. I just will not stand for it. So, whoa, that was intense. And I didn't intend to tell that little story, but I felt like I was kind of like shirking around it. So there it is. I guess what I want to do is invite you to have a look and see like where in your life, if there is anywhere, where in your life are you not, how funny, my throat starts to crack up. Where in your life are you not speaking your truth? Where are you placing somebody else's feelings above your own? Where do you feel powerless? And what could you do to shift that? What needs to be said? And are you brave enough to say it? And it doesn't matter if you're not. For me, it is really important because I know the consequences. I know the feeling. I know how much I hate myself when I don't. So I will. And that's it for today. Peace out. Oh, no, it's not, because if you want to come on the retreat, as I said, there are 4 spaces left. Get in touch with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. You can message me on Facebook or you can send me an email to carly@carlynimmo.com. I think there's like 4 spaces left and there is a payment plan in place. So if you reach out, yeah, let's fucking do this. Let's dive deep and, you know, get you in your power, get your freak on. All right, for real, peace. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.